Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al-Nawri lal-Mar'ati al-Ajnabiyyati wal-Amrad al-Hasani li-Ghayri Hajatin Shar'iyyatin. The chapter on the prohibition of looking at a strange woman or a young boy without a valid Shar'i reason. These two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that when a person looks at the face of a woman, this is a mahal shahwat. It's a place that creates some type of shahwat in a person, excitement in a person. So therefore, out of safety, if a woman is a strange woman, in other words, it's a person who is known as a ghair mahram, a person can marry her. So that type of person, a person shouldn't even look at her face. Or a young boy, because young boy also sometimes has girlish features, and because of the girlish features, the mind also can get attracted to that type of person. So therefore, Islam says, without a valid Shari reason, and don't look at the face of a woman, and don't look at the face of a young boy. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was so careful about this, that he had a student, a young student of his, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, that he would make him sit right in a back, such a way, in the daras also, that he couldn't see his face. So protect himself, so he made, imagine, these were great personalities. Who would ever thought that any type of thought can go through their mind or through their heart being at that level? Generally one would think that they are safe. But they also would be so careful of taking precautions as far as a young boy is concerned. Shari'i, we might ask, what is the Shari'i reason now to look at a woman's face? One example, a person is a doctor and a woman has got some type of acne or pimples on the face and now he needs to treat it, he needs to look at it. He needs to see what the symptoms is. There's no other female doctors around to do it or to do that job. Now the person is allowed to look at the face. Why? There's a Shari'i reason. There's some reason to look at the person's face. When there's no reason to look, then a person shouldn't look at the face of a woman. Now when it comes to these masail and these ayat of the Quran, a lot of it got to do with the level of iman a person has in his. When a person has got iman, then he doesn't look to see how small the crime is. He looks to see how great Allah is. In other words, my Allah is so great and this is His commandment. It doesn't matter in my mind whether this is a small sin or a big sin, but my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me, don't do this, that is enough for me. And this has got to do a lot with love also. How much of love a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that accordingly he will act. قال الله تعالى قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. Allah Pak says, tell the believing men that they should lower their gazes. Lower their gazes, yeah, mean that they shouldn't look at anything that is inappropriate, anything that is haram, anything that is disapproved of, they shouldn't look at. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, questioning shall take place with regards to the ears, the eyes, and the heart. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الشُّدُورِ. Allah Pak says, Allah knows fully the fraud of the eyes. The fraud of the eyes meaning the snatching of the eyes. When a person just takes a quick look to see at some girl or some woman, or just take a quick look, deliberate look, not a mistaken look, a deliberate look, but he thinks that it was a quick look. Allah Pak is saying that I'm aware of this. Allah Pak, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, the deception of the eyes, the fraud of the eyes, Allah Pak knows. And what the heart conceals. Now a person had a quick look and there's some feeling in the heart, some thought that came in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even aware of that thought in the heart. So don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody saw in this world, so that means Allah Pak didn't see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what is going through the mind and the heart. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah Ta'ala says, verily your sustainer is ever vigilant. Verily your sustainer is ever vigilant, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the lookout. To understand this, is like how you have sometimes a post, a security post. Person is standing on a security post and he's looking out and he's checking out as a security, is everything in order. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more vigilant than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of every action that we have. Now to understand this, inshallah, from tomorrow we'll start the ahadith on this section. But just to understand this, that when a person, for example, a father, he goes out of his way, he's not a very rich person, he goes out of his way and he saves money, and eventually he buys a car for his son as a present. that this is the car that I've saved up money for, and I bought this car for you. And now the son is but he uses the car in such a way that very irresponsibly he uses the car. In other words, he'll drive anyhow, he'll screech the tires, he'll park anywhere. Sometimes he leaves the windows open, he leaves the doors open, he parks it in the street, as though he's got no care for the amount of time and energy and effort the father spent in saving that money to buy the car. So how does the father feel? He feels so disappointed that it took me so long to save this money to buy this car, and now this son of mine is just driving anyhow. Every now and then he'll give it to his friends to use for racing, and he got no care for it, and this is how he drives it, he damages it. So now it hurts the father that I gave him this, but he's showing no regard for it, scant regard for it, he doesn't care. And on the other hand, you get another son, that the father gives him the car, he's so careful about the car, every time he comes home, he makes sure that he'll park it in the garage. It mustn't even stay outside for 5 minutes, and then every time he sees that it's a little bit dirty, he cleans it, he's careful how he drives slowly. And that father feels so nice in his heart, that this boy of mine, he's taking care of this ni'mah that I've given him, this gift that I've given him, he's looking after it. The father also feels happy that he's appreciating what he's got. So this is a similar example of these limbs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, these eyes, these ears, these hands, these feet, this tongue. All these are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So specifically here we're doing as far as the eyes are concerned. So when a person looks after the eyes that Allah Pak has given him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also appreciates that I gave him this ni'mat and he's taking care of it. I told him how to use it and he's using it correctly. It's like that person that had given the car to the child, how happy he feels that he's taking care of it. So similarly with this ni'mat of the eyes, is a very, very, very great ni'mat. It's not a small ni'mat. And a person uses these eyes correctly, it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I've given him this ni'mat and he's taking care of it. To understand and appreciate the ni'mat of the eyes, you just have to speak to a blind person that what it is to be able to see, such a great ni'mat to appreciate, to see. A person can see Baytullah, can see Ka'batullah, he can see the Mubarak resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He can see the face of the pious, he can see the face of the children, he can see the face of the grandchildren, he can see the face of his wife. So many benefits there are of seeing, but sometimes we take this for granted and we use the eyes incorrectly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There was once a old blind woman, it was asked to her, that if you were to be given sight for one moment, what would you like to see? That if you were given sight for one moment, you didn't see anything in your life, but if you were given sight for one moment, what would you like to see? So this old blind woman replied, she was not a non-Muslim woman, but something for us just to think of what a great ni'mah these eyes are. She said, I would just like to see the smile of a child. That's what I would like. I like to see the smile of a child. I heard so much about it, and I can understand how soothing it is. I can hear the laughter of the children, but I haven't seen the smile on the face of a child. That's all I would like to see if I was given sight for one moment. Think to ourselves how often we held children in our hands. We've seen children laughing. We've seen the smile on the face of a child. But did we ever think that this was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to see? So may Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of taking care of every ni'mat that Allah Pak has given us and using it in a way that pleases Him. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.